I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Russia has detained a U.S. citizen on suspicion of spying. Russia's Domestic Security Service issued a statement Monday naming Paul Whelan as a suspect. They said he was arrested in Moscow on December 28th and charged with espionage. At least three people have died and three others have been injured in a gas explosion in the Russian city of Magnitogorsk on Monday. The Russian Emergencies Ministry said the explosion happened at about 3 in the morning local time. 79 people were believed to still be trapped under the debris in minus 26 degrees Celsius temperatures. Emergency ministry workers are trying to evacuate trapped residents, and the cause of the gas explosion is not immediately known. The partial U.S. government shutdown has entered a second week. Democrats will take control of the U.S. House this week, and they say they have a plan to reopen the government. The shutdown was caused by a dispute between the Democrats and President Trump over money for a wall between the U.S. and Mexico. Mr. Trump is now insisting he wants an actual wall, as he promised during his campaign, despite three aides saying a wall may not ever be built. Associated Press Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Outgoing Chief of Staff John Kelly told the LA Times the president abandoned the notion of a solid concrete wall early after taking office, adding, to be honest, it's not a wall, but rather various security enhancements. After dining yesterday with the president, Senator Lindsey Graham said much the same.
The wall has become a metaphor for border security.
But the president today tweets an all-concrete wall was never abandoned. Counselor Kellyanne Conway on Fox News Sunday said there's no contradiction.
It is a silly semantic argument.
And says people are trying to turn wall into a four-letter word.
This is VOA News. President Trump on Monday defended his planned withdrawal of all 2,000 American troops from Syria, attacking critics on Twitter as chronic complainers. He stunned his national security aides and members of Congress from both parties when he announced earlier this month that he was withdrawing the troops. In a string of Twitter remarks, Trump said, "If anybody but Donald Trump did what I did in Syria, which was an ISIS-loaded mess when I became president, they would be a national hero." He said the Islamic State terrorist group that once claimed Raqqa in northern Syria as the capital of its caliphate is mostly gone from Syria. And he said, "We're slowly sending our troops back home to be with their families while at the same time fighting ISIS remnants." Ballot counting was underway Monday in Congo's long-delayed presidential election. While that happens, the internet is cut across the Central African country. VOA's Anita Powell is monitoring developments from Johannesburg.
Voters in the Democratic Republic of Congo